Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today, we're doing things a little bit differently.
Oh.
Yeah, we're going to take a deep dive into something you don't see every day,
Ooh, okay.
and a newsletter.
All right.
It's by John C. Dvorak and Adam Curry.
Interested.
It's from March 12th, 2025. And this is a newsletter that they send directly to their supporters. So it's like a peek behind the scenes, you know.
I see a direct line of communication with their audience.
Exactly. So let's see what they've got going on.
Let's dive in.
Okay, so right off the bat, they talk about Pi Day.
Pi Day.
Yeah, March 14th.
Yeah.
And they're doing their annual $314.15 donation drive.
Clever.
I know, right?
Yeah. Tying it into something, recognizable and a specific amount.
Totally. And they really stress the importance of these recurring donations. And actually, they say these have gone down since the election.
That's interesting. Makes you wonder if there's a correlation there.
Right, like what's going on?
Yeah. Have people's priorities shifted, or is it something else?
Exactly. Okay, then they start talking about like the nuts and bolts of donating.
Oh, the payment methods and such.
Exactly. They point out that things like PayPal and Stripe, yeah, they're super convenient, but the fees really add up.
Oh, that's true. I hadn't thought about it like that.
And then they compare that to like sending a check.
Old school.
I know, right? But they're saying it only costs 15 cents to process a check.
Huh. There's a significant difference when you think about it.
For sure. And they talk about, you know, how to really support the show. They have different donation tiers like Commodore and executive producer.
Ah, so you get a title, Perks for the Big Spenders.
Exactly. And some recognition too.
It's a good way to build community.
Totally. And then they have like a whole menu of recurring donation options. It's like a choose your own adventure.
Oh, interesting. Different levels for different budgets, I imagine.
Exactly. You've got the lucky $33.33 a month.
Lucky, huh?
Yeah. And then there's the $11.11 option. Then they got this newer thing, $4 a week, where you can think of it as 75 cents an hour.
Wow, they've really thought this through.
I know, right? And then they even have a $50 a month knighthood layaway option.
I just said layaway.
It's interesting. And of course, they say people can just donate whatever amount feels right.
Right, that's important to offer that flexibility.
Absolutely. But throughout all of this, they really hammer home this idea that your support keeps the show going through thick and thin with news analysis you can trust.
They're making a direct appeal to their listeners' values there.
Yeah, like we're the reliable ones, you know?
Independent and trustworthy.
Exactly. Okay, then the newsletter kind of shifts gears and gives us a preview of what they were going to cover on their show the next day, March 13th.
Oh, a little sneak peek.
Yeah. So one thing was Trump's tariffs.
Always a hot topic.
Right. And they were talking about how unpredictable he is with those trade threats. Like, no one knows what his plan is.
They're trying to predict the weather sometimes.
Exactly. Okay. But then this is where it gets a little interesting. They were planning a whole segment on what they call lunatics on the left on
Yeah,
TikTok.
lunatics on the left. Okay, strong words.
Right. They were talking about like these people just going on these delusional rants, cussing all the time, even making threats.
Threats.
Yeah, and get this, they say a lot of them are older women.
That paints a very specific picture in your mind.
Oh, for sure. And they even say some of these people look like they've got the eyes of an insane maniac.
Wow.
I know.
Yeah, that's pretty intense imagery.
Right. And they go on to say, like, a lot of these people should be in jail or at least banned from social media.
That raises some questions about free speech and what constitutes a real threat online.
Oh, for sure. And then they say they have a hard time feeling sorry for these people because they're so
That's
dangerous.
a strong stance. They're clearly not pulling any punches.
Yeah, no kidding. Okay, then they move on to something completely different. All these files that are supposed to be released, the Epstein files, the JFK files, MLK files, maybe even UFO files.
Ah, yes, those files that everyone's been waiting for.
Right. And they point out that Trump promised to release these, and he's usually pretty good about keeping his promises.
So why the holdup?
Exactly. And they ask this question. So what is the hang up?
What do they think it could be?
Okay, get this. They say maybe the stuff in these files is so bad, so horrible, that if it got out, it would destroy the whole country.
Wow, that's a pretty dramatic theory.
Right. Like state secrets that could bring down the Republic.
It's certainly playing into the idea that there are these big hidden truths that the government is keeping from us.
Exactly. And then they bring up Pizzagate.
Pizzagate, that's, wow, they're really going there.
Yeah, and they're like, maybe this is all connected somehow to the JFK and MLK files.
Okay, now we're venturing into conspiracy theory territory.
I know, it's a lot.
Yeah, it is. But they're clearly trying to connect these dots and create a larger narrative here.
Totally. Then they say, Maybe we should look back at Trump's first term for clues.
Interesting. What are they looking for specifically?
They bring up General John Kelly. Remember him? He was Trump's chief of staff.
Yeah, I remember him.
They talk about how much those two hated each other, like a total personality clash.
Right. That was pretty well documented.
Yeah. And then they start asking these questions. Who was influencing Kelly? Why hasn't anyone really looked into what he was doing?
They're implying that Kelly might have played a bigger role in all of this than people realize.
Yeah, like maybe he's the key to understanding why these files are still locked up.
It definitely adds another layer of intrigue to the whole situation.
Right. And then they throw out this idea, this real curveball, that maybe the real threat to democracy isn't Trump, but what's in those files.
Wow. That's a bold statement. They're completely flipping the script on the usual narrative about threats to democracy.
For sure. Then they end with their usual stuff. Donate to No Agenda. Check out our memes of the week. And Hypocrite of the Week.
Yeah.
Here's our mailing address if you want to send a check.
It's like their standard sign-off.
Exactly. So yeah, that's the newsletter.
Wow, that was a wild ride.
I know, right? From fundraising strategies to social media commentary to full-blown conspiracy theories.
It's a glimpse into a very specific worldview.
Definitely. It really makes you think, doesn't it?
Right.
Like, if those files are really as explosive as they say, why even hint at releasing them if you're not going to actually do it?
It's a good question. What's the strategy there?
Right. And what happens when you build up that much anticipation and then nothing happens? What does that do to people?
It could lead to a lot of frustration and distrust.
For sure. And, you know, it makes me think about what we talk about here on the Deep Dive, about the importance of thinking and acting locally.
Mm.
When we hear these big, dramatic stories about national or global events, it's easy to feel overwhelmed or powerless.
That's true. Those kinds of narratives can make you feel like things are out of your control.
Exactly. But what if, instead of getting caught up in those big, sweeping narratives, we focus on what we can actually impact, our own communities, our own neighborhoods, our own lives?
Right. Focusing on the things we can actually change.
Exactly. Like, what are the issues that matter most to us right here in Deer Park, LaPorte, and Pasadena? And what can we do to make a difference?
It's about taking action in our own backyards.
Exactly. And if you're interested in supporting those kinds of local efforts, you can always check out Think and Act Locally at thinkandactlocally.com/donate.